Hi guys, welcome back to Be the Main Character podcast with Bianca. I hope you're having an amazing Thursday. I don't know if you guys remember, but in last week's episode, I was talking about the oncoming snowstorm that I didn't believe was happening. It 100% happened, and I was very much sad. We got like 4 or 5 inches of snow. I might be exaggerating, but in my mind, that's what it looked like. It snowed for like 2 days. I was not having it. I was not happy. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but having that much snow in April just wasn't it. Also, the eclipse happened this week. That was pretty cool, I guess. I mean, I wasn't one that was like super hyped about it, but it was definitely cool to see. And I mean, it's not going to happen for so long. So it was pretty interesting because I was at the hospital when it happened and everyone in the hospital was outside watching it at the same time. So that was a pretty cool experience. But beyond that, I wish if I was gonna be into it that I would have traveled for it. I have family that's in Vermont, so they saw the totality, which looked so cool for us. When it passed by, it just pretty much got shady. But pretty wild things happening in April so far. This week, I am gonna be so honest with you guys. I had no idea what to do for the podcast this week. I always keep like a running list of podcast episode ideas, but none of them were when I was trying to script the episodes. I couldn't find a lot of talking points on them. And usually when I do a podcast episode, it's, you know, something very inspired where I feel in the moment I get so much information on it. That's how I create the script for that episode. And I tried to do that for a couple different topics I have just listed that I keep in my notes app, and all of them that I tried to script were just felt so forced and wrong. So we're gonna take somewhat of a break week where I am just gonna do a more simple low-key episode just to put something out there for you guys that's still me talking and just more of a chatty episode, not so structured. But this week we're just gonna do a weekly report and kind of draw it out. I love doing the weekly reports like about once a month. I think they're so fun. I love seeing them on TikTok and Instagram, like I've told you guys before. So we're just going to go through my weekly report. So if you're new here or if you've never heard of a weekly report, report is an acronym and it stands for reading, eating, playing, obsessing over, recommending, and treating yourself to. So that's what I'm going to go through. So starting off with the first R, which is reading. I'm currently reading Iron Flame, which is the second book after Fourth Wing. And I hate to say it, but I'm having the hardest time getting into Iron Flame. I'm trying so hard. I'm about 100 pages in and I'm bored. I'm so bored. For Iron Flame being so good and having such a good ending, starting Iron Flame, I'm bored. I'm 100 pages in and I'm like, can we please get something going here? Something to keep me, I'm just not drawn to reading it at night. I'm pretty much just forcing myself to. The thing is, it's a very long book. It's about 600 pages. So typically books like that can be like that sometimes, especially a fantasy book. But I'm expecting more from it. So I've heard it gets really good. I'm hoping for the best. Obviously, I'm going to finish reading it because I know there's going to be a third book. And I've heard the ending of this book is crazy. So obviously, I want to read it. But I'm just not super satisfied with how the book is starting off. Nonetheless, I'm going to power through. I'll keep you guys updated on how that goes. But that is my physical book that I'm reading right now. And then also, if you guys ever want to keep up to date on what I'm reading, what I've already read, I do have Goodreads. I love Goodreads. I love to spy on everyone and see what they're reading. I love updating what page I'm on in my book. Although I recently just started updating what page I was on, like this year. I used to never do it. I used to just be like, okay, I finished the book. But now that I kind of like the app a little bit more and get to see when my friends are like halfway through a book, I've started tracking the pages somewhat better. And then my audiobook that I'm currently reading, which I just started, is called The Gap Year. I saw this book only one time talked about on TikTok by a book creator, and it was the only time I have heard of this book. And I was looking for an audiobook because I just finished a book, which I'll get to in a second. But I just started The Gap Year on Monday, and I started it when I went on a walk, and I'm absolutely loving it. I read The Handmaid's Tale in my senior year of high school, actually, because I was in an early college education program. So I was taking like an English Comp 1 and English Comp 2 while I was in high school. And that was one of the books we had to read. Obviously, a very heavy, very hard dialogue book to get through, but obviously very important topics in that book. And this book seems like an easier way to read The Handmaid's Tale in a more modern version. And that's not giving much away about the book. It kind of just gives like the premise of the book. Obviously, there are some trigger warnings in this book, so definitely look into those before you dive into this book. But so far, I'm absolutely loving it. It's so good. I'm so intrigued. It's definitely a book. I love it as an audiobook because the narrator is so good, but I definitely would have loved this as a physical book as well. It definitely would have been a page turner. It's so good. I'm actually on chapter 10 out of 23 already, and Monday and Tuesday this week for me were really nice outside. Okay, Monday was very nice. Tuesday was, the sun was out, so therefore I went on two really long walks. And typically, that's where I listen to my audiobooks the most. I listen to and from work, but that's a pretty short ride. But I have been listening to this on my audiobooks on my walks, on my afternoon post-work walks, which I'm loving. And I come in the house and I can't get myself to stop the book, so I've been listening to it while I'm making dinner. It's so good. Typically, I listen to cheesy romance books on audio, but I was just kind of looking for a book fast and I couldn't find any romances that I wanted to listen to, so I went through my TBR list, which is my to be read list, and I remembered this book and I saw that it was on the app I use, which, by the way, the audiobook app I use is called Everand, Everand, Everand. It's an and sign, it's a yellow logo. And I do pay for it. I don't think it's that much. Honestly, it's worth it. I used Audible in the past for like a month. I think I tried it for a month. And maybe I just didn't understand how it worked. But the way I remember it was you were only allowed to listen to like a book a month. And it was like in certain categories. I don't really know if I'm telling the whole truth because I don't really remember. I just remember it not being super like user friendly and also just being like way more than what it was worth. So there's so many audiobooks now on Spotify as well as Apple, I'm pretty sure. And there's a ton of audiobooks for free on YouTube as well. But earlier this week or last week on Sunday or Monday during the morning, I finished A Touch of Darkness series on the final book, which I've talked about the series as one of my favorites in a past podcast episode. And like I said, I finished the final book. I gave it a 3 stars out of 5. It was honestly kind of a letdown. All the books preceding that final book, just there was so much built up energy and momentum heading into that book, and I feel like personally I felt like it really fell flat. I wasn't the biggest fan of just like that being the ending of such a series I really loved at the start. And I feel like as the series went on, it kind of got a little too drawn out and it just didn't finish on a great note, which is sad because the first book is so good and some of the other books are so good, but it was just kind of a letdown book for me. So I was a little upset because I really did love that series as a whole, but I didn't love that book on its own. So I finished that whole series, which is kind of sad because I think I started reading that like 2 years ago. But otherwise, it was a really good series. I still would recommend it. Next one is E for Eating. So I'm going to kind of just go through my entire meal prep that I've had this week and just like a couple snacks just because I feel like that might be nice. I feel like I don't talk a ton. I talk a ton about meal prepping, but not what I actually make just because it's kind of hard to go through recipes over a podcast, but I'm kind of just going to give you guys the layout because I really love my meals this week and they've been so yummy, especially my breakfast. So for breakfast, I made egg baked bowls And basically, I got this idea off Pinterest, but I have these individual glass containers that are like a serving size. And instead of making a big sheet pan of eggs or scrambling a ton of eggs, I just individually made each one of these bowls. That way, everything was individually portioned out. I didn't have to make everything, then go ahead and fill the meal prep containers. They were just baked right in the containers. I just took them out and put the lids on them, put them in the fridge. It was perfect. But basically what it was I took sweet potato hash browns, which I didn't even know were a thing until this week. I found them at Walmart, and let me tell you, they're so delicious. Not much different than a regular hash brown. I just personally really love sweet potatoes. So go for whichever one you want. The calorie content is really not that significant of a difference. Sweet potato hash brown at the bottom, and then you can leave it frozen because you're obviously going to put this in the oven. And then I did 2 whole eggs, and then I did 1/4 cup of egg whites. Then I did bell peppers and turkey kielbasa all chopped up. You could do whatever veggies and whatever meat or added protein that you like. You could also add cheese on top of this too. I just chose not to. And then I just put that in the oven at about 400 degrees for about 30 minutes. They each baked individually, and it was so easy. It's been such a yummy meal prep. I'm definitely doing that again next week because, one, it was so easy. Once I got all the ingredients chopped and put into their own bowls, I just baked them and didn't have to do much other prep work or make all the eggs separately or toast all the hash browns or fry all the hash browns. It was just so simple. And I also want to say they were the hash brown like patties. So a sweet potato hash brown patty. It's been an absolutely protein packed, yummy breakfast to have after I get home from the gym. And then for lunch this week, also pretty easy. This one's also pretty foolproof. I think the reason I wanted to talk about these recipes is because there's not much depth to them. They're really easy. Anyone could make these. If you're new into meal prep, these are really simple. So then I did protein pasta. I personally like the Barilla brand the best. There's another brand called Banza, and they do more of a lentil protein pasta, and I just don't love that brand. I've tried it a couple times. It's good when it's made fresh. So like if you're eating it and having it for dinner or lunch right then and there and you're not using it for meal prep, for whatever reason, for meal prep, it just sticks together and it just, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan. So the Barilla protein pasta comes in a yellow box. That's my favorite brand of protein pasta. So I did that, and then I did bell peppers just because I had some left over from the breakfast meal prep. And then I did the Rao's marinara sauce, and then the al fresco Italian chicken sausage is one of my favorites, and I added that in for some more protein and then topped with a little bit of low-fat mozzarella cheese. So easy to make, but so yummy and delicious. Usually for that dish, I'll also add in just like a whole bag of spinach wilted down just to add in a little bit more fiber. I just didn't happen to not get any this week, but typically I would add that to this meal prep as well. And then for dinner, I made quesadillas. So I used the Mission wraps, and then I just did pre-made rotisserie chicken that was seasoned with like a fajita chicken seasoning. So I literally just do that, the chicken, and then some low-fat Mexican cheese, put those in the oven or the air fryer, microwave for a few minutes, like 5 to 10 minutes if you're doing the oven, which is what I've been doing. And then just cutting those up, putting them on a plate, having it with a little individual pack of guacamole. And then if you want a sour cream, I either do personally a light sour cream, or you can use plain Greek yogurt. It's a little bit higher in protein and tastes pretty much the same. So those are my 3 main meals that I've been having for meal prep this week. But I also wanted to go over my Dunkin' order with you guys, because I feel like Dunkin' is all the hype and all the rage right now on TikTok, even though I've told you guys I've always been a Dunkin' girly. It's always been better than Starbucks. I could have told any of you guys that, but I'm happy it's getting the love and hype it deserves. One, it is so much cheaper than Starbucks, and it tastes so much better. You just have to know what you're doing, know what you're ordering, and find the Dunkin' that you like that makes your coffee correctly. Once you master all that, you'll never go back to Starbucks. I'm telling you. It's so good. Also, Dunkin' does so many good promos and deals. I feel like I have their app and I have had it for years. And I remember a couple months ago, they were doing discounted coffees. I think in March, they did like $3 cold brews. They just always have so many promos. They always have new rotating menus coming out, new coffee flavors, new food items. I'm not huge on the food there, but for their drinks, they always have new fun things for summer, fall, winter, spring. They always have something new on that rotating schedule. I just love Dunkin'. I'm Dunkin' girly through and through. They have so many good flavors and options. Their coffee's easy to order. I felt like if I ever went to Starbucks, I just felt overwhelmed by the menu. Dunkin's clear, concise, to the point. It's a Boston thing. We love it. So my Dunkin' order personally at the moment, and has been like this for probably a year or two, whenever they made butter pecan permanent. So I get a medium iced coffee with butter pecan and almond milk, no sugar. Personally, I think the butter pecan is completely sweet enough to not add in sugar, and then just almond milk, and hopefully with that combination we get a good pretty color. I personally love almond milk over creamer. It's just my preference at Dunkin'. I do have creamer sometimes at home. I personally tried the blueberry and butter pecan and I didn't like it. I also did that on a Saturday though, and sometimes the Saturday staff is different from the week staff at my favorite Dunkin'. And I'm wondering if that was a factor in it, if the coffee just simply wasn't good, or if I genuinely didn't like that combination. Maybe I'll try it again, but it's so hard for me to change my Dunkin' order because it's so good and I enjoy it so much. I don't want to mess it up. Also, because I don't get it a lot throughout the week, I get it maybe twice a week. So I don't want either of those times to be compromised. Like, I want to try the churro flavoring that they have right now, but I don't want to compromise one of my coffees for something I don't like. So that's my whole dilemma with Dunkin' at the moment. I don't want to mess up my good order, okay? But that's my order, personally, that I love. Coming from a person that in high school used to have so much cream, so much sugar, pumps of everything, like, to the max. Like, absolutely wild. I don't know how I was drinking flavored milk in high school. And no judgment to anyone that drink your coffee however you please. I just personally wouldn't like that now. But in high school, I think in the fall, I would remember this because I remember we all drank it. All my cheerleading team would drink pretty much the same thing. And we'd always get it before football games or before like Saturday or Sunday long practices. We would get medium iced coffee regular, which means in New England, if you're from New England, a regular iced coffee is 3 creams, 3 sugars. So you would get a regular medium iced coffee with 3 pumps of pumpkin and 3 pumps of caramel. Mind you, caramel and pumpkin are both sweetened pumps, because at Dunkin' there's unsweetened pumps and sweetened pumps. Pumpkin and caramel are both in the sweetened category. Unsweetened is hazelnut, French vanilla, blueberry. I can't think of the other ones. Those are the first couple ones that come to mind. And then in the sweet category is pumpkin, butter pecan, caramel, mocha. So that's what we would drink. That's wild. I remember trying that when I was like 20 or 21 and being like, this is disgusting. This is gross. And it is gross personally. But now I feel like I've upgraded my coffee and it tastes so much better this way. And I genuinely like the taste of coffee now. And I don't think I really liked the taste of coffee or didn't know I liked the taste of coffee in high school. And I feel like a lot of people can agree on that. Also, I don't know what they did with their pumpkin syrup this past fall, but I didn't like it for the first time in years. For whatever reason, every time I got it, I absolutely hated it. And typically, I used to be able to drink a medium iced coffee, a medium iced coffee with just pumpkin syrup. 3 pumps of pumpkin in a medium iced coffee. No almond milk, no creamer, no sugar. And I loved it that way. And I tried it this year again, but with almond milk, and I hated it. I don't know what they did to it, but they messed it up. And I'm sad because now I don't like it anymore. But I am really glad that butter pecan is permanent, because if you're a new Dunkin' girly, butter pecan wasn't permanent until last year. So it would come every spring for a few months and then be gone. And I'd have to go back to caramel, which isn't bad. Not at all. Caramel girly forever. But butter pecan is just, it's so good. I've put so many of my friends on it because it's delicious. Actually, one of my best friends, Brittany, I know you're listening to this, she used to hate on me for getting it every single season when it came back around and I would tell her how good it was, and now she finally likes it and told me that she was wrong because I'm always right. She might have not said that second part, but it is true. Actually, just reminded me, I'm going to another concert this weekend. I'm so excited. I'm going to Dan and Shay on Saturday with Brittany, the friend I was just talking about. I'm so excited. I also am the reason that she listens to country music now. So she just honestly owes me a lot for culturing her in coffee and country music. So I'm so excited. And I know Dan and Shay goes more on the country pop side. I'm very much aware of that. But she's the reason that she likes Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen and all these artists. And beyond those two, because I know those are just two huge country names. But beyond that, I got her into liking country music. So I'm really excited to go to that concert this weekend. I've loved Dan and Shay for so long, and I'm just so excited. I love concerts. They make me feel so alive. So I'm very excited. I've also been struggling with this outfit because it's in an indoor venue again, and it's a country concert. But I feel like I've mastered the indoor country concert look, maybe. I don't know. I have this top from that I got last year that I only wore like once or twice. And I think I'm going to just wear that again because I have no pictures in it. I'm trying more this year to use articles of clothing that I already own. When it comes to going to an event, I am typically the girl that if I'm going to an event, I need a brand new outfit. And it's like, I have things that I have never worn and or have never taken pictures in. I need to look through those, see if they work first. And then if they don't, and or I need like accessory pieces, then that's fine. But like, if I can wear something I already have, trying to do that. And I feel like I've done a better job at that this year. Not on everything, but on some things. Like, for example, this outfit. I was at Walmart the other day and they had the cutest earrings for a country concert. They were so cute. Their little white cowboy boots white cowboy boot like dangle earrings. And then there were pink cowboy hats on them and then horseshoes and then just like three pairs of studs on top. And I think they were on sale. They're so cute. And I'm almost positive I'm wearing a like hot pink top. So it'll go perfect. It's the cutest earrings ever. They need their own moment on my Instagram feed. They're so cute. But like I said, the rest of my outfit, I'm almost positive I have at home. I actually need to try that on and make sure it looks as good as it does in my head. Either way, I'm wearing something from home. I have like two or three options that I'm thinking about in my head for outfits I could wear. So one of them is going to have to work. Next letter is P for playing, and I feel like every time I talk about this category, I revert back to date nights I go on with my boyfriend because we typically do a lot of competitive type date nights, and the most recent one we went on was mini golfing, and I am sad to say I did lose. I lost by 3 points. It's a sad day, but I'll beat him in something else, and honestly, I had to let him win something because I've won everything else. But with that being said, there was a hole at this mini golf place where if you got the ball in the hole, you won a round of mini golf for free. So I got us that date for free. So really, who's the real winner? I think you guys know that it's me, but I guess we'll give it to him if we're going off logistics and points. But anyways, I feel like there's so many new mini golf places that are just so upgraded now. This was not one of them. It was cute, but it was a little on the smaller side. I found it on Groupon, if I'm gonna be honest, and the area had a really good restaurant that we went to after near it, so it worked out. It was cute enough. It was like glow in the dark and Hawaiian themed. I thought it was pretty cute. But we definitely want to go to Putt Shack in Boston, which is like a way upgraded mini golfing where the ball is virtual. So it tracks all your points for you and it looks so fun. The drinks and food look good. It just looks like a whole experience. So we definitely want to do that in the near future. But this was fun in the meantime. And then A separate weekend, we also did a card game specifically for couples, kind of like the one I told you guys before, but this one's called Let's Get Deep Couples Edition After Dark Expansion. I actually played Let's Get Deep, the girls or the friend version, at Galentine's with my friends, so that's what made me want to do this one with him, and we really liked this. We've already been through all the questions in about two different sessions of playing this, and I feel like it's just so fun. It's a way for you guys to just connect deeper, maybe talk about things that you haven't come across. I just feel like it's good conversation starters, just good topics to talk about, and it gives you guys something to do. It's a really simple and easy date night, and it was really fun. I think we both really enjoyed it, and it was nice. Just have some snacks, maybe some wine or some mocktails, and just go through the questions. The next letter is O for obsessing over, and currently I've been obsessing over spring fashion, specifically stripes. I feel like stripes are so in this season, for whatever reason, and I'm absolutely loving it. Typically, I'm not one to hop on trends, but the stripes are so cute. I just typically don't follow like fashion trends too much, especially because they come and go so quickly. So if I genuinely like a trend and know that I'll wear it for a long time, that's when I get on board, and that's how I feel about the stripes. And I'm just loving it. I've just been going through Pinterest and on Amazon, and I also have a trip coming next month, so I've been slowly collectively shopping for that. I actually went to TJ Maxx all by myself last weekend, and it was so nice and therapeutic. I can't even say the last time I've been out clothes shopping and just like let myself have no time limit, just browse, try on a bunch of stuff. I got a good amount of stuff, and I would say probably half of it was on sale, and all of it I can wear on my trip next month. So I was so excited about that, and they're all good spring and summer pieces, things that I will wear all the time, because that's my biggest thing with buying clothes now is if I don't think I'm going to wear it long term, I don't want it. And that's why I think I have such a hard time buying clothes or buying like the things that are trendy, because I know how fast things go out of trend, and that's why I try to stick with basic pieces or pieces I genuinely know I'll wear for a really long time when getting new clothes. So that's what I went with when I was at TJ Maxx. And then I don't know about you guys, but on Amazon I always build like a wish list that typically only I can see. Sometimes I share it to like my public profile for other people to look at, but my spring wish list is just full. She's stock full. It's just typically I don't buy everything that's off the wish list. I don't think I've ever done that, but it's just nice to have there. And it's just fun. I really just like looking at the pieces and adding things to the wish list. And then if I, especially where I have a trip coming up, just having options there as well. I do want to go out to a couple other physical stores. One, because I haven't done that in forever, and it's just nice, and it's an activity that we're able to do now. I feel like COVID made online shopping so huge. Not that it wasn't huge before, but in-person shopping is just less and less. Malls are getting smaller and smaller, but the experience of shopping is still so fun, or at least I try to make it. I feel like sometimes it can be really overwhelming. It just seems like there's too many options. There's so much going on. And I feel like I don't have a good grasp on how much money I'm spending when I just shop like that. Whereas online, I'm really thinking about it before I press, like, place my order. I know a lot of people think the opposite. They just spend a lot of money online shopping, but I personally don't. I don't have the funds for that. But I do want to go to two more specific stores before I finish or round out my spring and summer shopping on Amazon. And I want to go to Old Navy because they just look like they have so many good basic pieces that, like I said, I'll be able to wear through a lot of seasons, get a lot of good use out of, and not just be something that's trending right now. And then I also want to go to Aerie because they have bathing suits, and they also just look like they have a lot of good pieces out right now too. I've seen a lot of people go there. And then that will pretty much be it. Sometimes I walk into H&M, but not a lot. I kind of go in there more with a purpose, and I just don't think this is the right purpose. Also, I've noticed that since I go on date nights now with my boyfriend, I'm constantly looking for something to wear because although I went out with my friends a lot and still go out with my friends, I like dressing up even more to go out on date nights, like dresses. And I feel like this is also hard because it's April. It should be spring. It should be time to wear like sundresses and or at least start transitioning to those. But it's been so cold that I'm just sick of the winter fashion and having to like bundle up my outfit. So I think once spring and summer comes, I have such an easier time dressing in those seasons than I do in the fall and the winter. So I just can't wait to go on like outdoor patio date nights and wear outfits for summer and spring because I'm so much better at it. But also it makes me want to just go shopping and shop for date night outfits. Also been obsessing over wall art. I've been looking a lot on Amazon and Etsy. I've been in my apartment for over a year and I really haven't put much up on the walls. One, because I don't want to damage the walls, but two, I just haven't really put too much thought into it, and I should because I am going to be re-signing my lease for one more year. After that, plans might change, but who knows? And there's so much wall art that I'm just absolutely loving that I've kind of been deep diving for seeing things I really like and could piece together and just like spruce up my room a little bit more, make it my own. And so I've been obsessed with wall art lately and finding the perfect wall art for my room. Okay, next letter is R for recommending, and I'm recommending the blueberry Kodiak cake protein muffins. I made those for like 2 or 3 weeks for meal prep. And I made them for me and my boyfriend one time. Like I just have been stocked on those lately. So good. And of course I didn't talk about them in my breakfast meal prep. I just switched from my hyperfixation over them. But they're so good. They're so tasty for something that has a good amount of protein in it. Is the most protein ever? No, but not everything has to have like so much protein in it, but it does have a good amount of protein, fiber, and I think they're just so yummy. I don't know. I love anything baked with blueberries, like blueberry bagels, blueberry pancakes, blueberry waffle, like anything in the blueberry category. But if it was like a blueberry cookie, I would not be on board. I can't make it make sense, but in my mind, a muffin is not a dessert like a cookie is, and they're very separate categories, and one can have blueberries and one cannot. Just like I don't like chocolate chip muffins or chocolate chip pancakes, but I love chocolate chip cookies. Very separate. They should not cross. I remember one time there was a breakfast place that my aunt used to work at and we would go and visit her all the time, and she brought out my normal order and she was like, I added something special for you into your pancakes, and it was chocolate chips, and I hated it and I didn't want to make her feel bad because she didn't know I didn't like my pancakes like that. So I remember like choking half of them down just so it looked like I ate, but I absolutely hated it. Or like M&M's in my pancakes, same. Ugh, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't. It's not right. It doesn't taste right. But blueberries on the other hand do, but it has to be done correctly. Especially if you're making like blueberry pancakes, like you cannot make the whole pancake blueberries. Then you're taking away, then it's too much. I need like a simple like 4 to 5 blueberry handful in my pancakes. You guys are probably like, what does this podcast come to? But these things are important to me, and I'm sure they're important to someone else. Blueberry pancakes should only have 4 to 5 blueberries in them. And that's just how it should be. Also, any other fruit in a pancake, couldn't get on board. Bananas, absolutely not. I only like bananas in their natural form. I don't like banana flavoring. I don't like banana bread, bananas should not be baked like that, in my opinion. I barely like them in a protein shake. Bananas should be kept in their natural form, in my opinion. And like I said, banana chocolate chip muffin, like absolutely not. Or like strawberry pancakes, no thank you. I can't make it make sense, but in my head this is what makes sense. But anyways, getting back to my original point, I'm recommending the Kodiak blueberry protein muffins because they're very easy to make, they're very delicious, you'll feel like a baker girly even though it's coming out of the box. Very good, you know, well-rounded muffin. It's got some protein, some fiber. Very, very good. The reason I actually started making those was because I was really craving a blueberry muffin from Dunkin'. And if you haven't had a blueberry muffin from Dunkin', oh my God, that's the best muffin. I hate to say it. That's probably the best blueberry muffin I've ever had, with the crystallized sugar on top. Oh my God, I used to love that in high school. I can't tell you the last time I've had one, but I was really craving that. And for whatever reason, I didn't get it. Which typically if I'm craving something like that, I'll just get it if I'm thinking about it. But I think I wanted to meal prep muffins for the week, so that's why I went with just making the Kodiak cake ones. And it satisfied the craving, and it was really, really good. But also, if you're having a craving like that, feel free to go get it. Obviously, maybe don't get it all the time, but if you're having a craving like that, indulge in it. And then maybe find a healthier alternative like I did. Always helps me. And then tea is for treating yourself. And I actually just got myself a pair of black Levi jeans. So I have a pair of Levi jeans that were also pretty inexpensive, just like these ones were. Typically get my Levi's off of Amazon. And these jeans fit me amazing. They're pretty much the only jeans I wear now. And I've needed black jeans in the wardrobe for a while. And like I said, I'm going on a trip next month. And I just feel like there's so many outfits where I'm like, I'd rather not wear like blue jeans with this. Like I'd rather have black jeans. And I never have a go-to black jean. Like I said, I love these Levi's so much. So I wanted to get pretty much the exact same brand, style, look, just in black. And I was having a really hard time finding them in stock, either on the Levi website or on Amazon. And I finally pulled up what the jeans I already had were, like the style of them, which is, I'll tell you guys right now because I took a picture of it. These are my favorite jeans. They are the Signature Levi's in the Shaping High Rise Straight. Those are my favorite jeans. They fit me so well. Here's the thing that I absolutely hate about women's clothing sizes. I don't know if men have this problem, but I feel like not as much, because I feel like men just buy the same size from brand to brand. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But for women, and I've heard so many people talk about this, you could get jeans from place to place and each size is completely different. It's so ridiculous and it's so frustrating when you're buying jeans. Especially my body, I have a smaller waist, I have a bigger butt, and I'm short. So finding jeans is already hard for me. So when I do find a pair of jeans I absolutely love, these are definitely the best jeans I've ever had. And so I wanted them just in black. So I looked them up, got the same size that I already had in these jeans that are honestly a little bit big on me, but it just makes it more comfortable for like eating and sitting and living to have them just a little bit on the bigger side. So I'm like, perfect. They're the same size, same brand, same style as the ones I already have. I'll just get the same size. Easy. Nope. Got them in, tried them on. They were too small. Mind you, the jeans I have are too big. Or they're not too big, but they're a little bit oversized, so I have some wiggle room, you know, like I don't have to unbutton my jeans after I eat dinner. I can sit down without feeling like I'm going to burst. So imagine to my surprise getting the same size from the same brand and it doesn't fit me. It's too tight. It's entirely too tight to the point where, yeah, did they fit? Did they physically close? Yes. But if I sat down or if I ate dinner, I'd feel so uncomfortable. And I was like, how is this possible? Like, they're the same brand, same style. How do they not fit? So I ended up just exchanging them on Amazon and getting the same thing just in a size up. And I did get the short version. I don't know if I got the short version in the first set of jeans, but I definitely got them this time and they're perfect. I think my replacement comes in tonight, but the color and fit and everything was perfect. Like, the jeans were good, they just didn't fit. And I was just baffled because I'm like, I already have these in a size that works perfect. But that's woman's sizing. It just goes to show. And I bet if I went to American Eagle with the same size, same everything, be the same thing. They wouldn't fit, or they'd be too small, or they'd be entirely too big. Like, it really, there's no winning when it comes to buying jeans as a woman. But that is all I have for you guys this week. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.